And we want to spend a few minutes now remembering Neil Sheehan. He's the New York Times reporter who broke the story of the Pentagon Papers, the leaked documents that exposed widespread government deception about U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War. Sheehan died last Thursday at the age of 84. Andrew Bacevich is president of the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft, also a retired Army colonel who fought in Vietnam. He's with us now on Skype. And Andrew, on June 13th, 1971, Sheehan and the New York Times started publishing their reports on the leaked Pentagon Papers. It was a 7,000-page document commissioned by the U.S. Secretary of Defense, Robert McNamara. Remind us, what did those papers reveal?
So the anti-Vietnam journalists had offered a contrary narrative, one that very much was at odds with the official narrative justifying the war, particularly during the Lyndon Johnson administration. What the Pentagon Papers did, again, commissioned by Secretary of Defense Robert McNamara, but not revealed until McNamara and Johnson were gone and Richard Nixon was in office. What they revealed is that the government itself was aware of its conscious lies, was aware of the fact, even as the war was going on, that it was a massive mistake. In other words, the Pentagon Papers corroborated what the war correspondents had been saying all along. It is also the case that the Pentagon Papers made it unmistakably clear the level of deception that the United States government had engaged in during the conduct of the war, that there were secret aspects of this war, bombing Laos, bombing Cambodia, for example, that the government had quite intentionally kept the American people in the dark about. So the Pentagon Papers just provided a enormous clarity to a war that had been, from the very outset, a project that was shrouded in deception. And Sheehan, who had covered the war in the early stages, was a prominent among the journalists who broke this story.
In 2017, I spoke with Daniel Ellsberg. That's the former defense analyst who first showed the papers to Sheehan. And Ellsberg told me about watching the 1967 March on the Pentagon by anti-war protesters from inside the Pentagon while he was working on the papers, and that was sitting not far from Defense Secretary Robert McNamara. Let's listen.
Pentagon Papers were being written in an office next to McNamara's office, and it was a Saturday, and I think it had been suggested that people not come in. So the office that I was in was almost deserted, and I went next door to McNamara's office, and he was standing there watching from a window, and I stood at another window and looked down at the arrests in the crowd.
Interesting bit of history there to hear from Daniel Ellsberg. Did you have any sense while you were fighting in Vietnam that your own government wasn't telling you and the American people back at home the truth about the war?
So, you know, I served late in the war, 70 to 71. So this was after the Tet Offensive of 1968. It was during the period when the drawdown of U.S. troops was in progress. In other words, it was obvious that we weren't going to win this war, and that therefore the sacrifices that had been made and were being made were going to count for nothing. So the mood of the time in country among those of us who were serving was, it was gloomy. It was hard to make sense of what we were experiencing. So the lies that engulf this war were massive, comprehensive, far-reaching. You know, you and I are talking the week after the siege of the Capitol, and that's rightly a big story. And if you go by the media reporting, you would think that this is the worst like thing we've ever experienced as a country. I have to tell you, as bad as things are right now, a year like 1968 was worse. Tet Offensive, Johnson announcing he's not going to run for a second term, Martin Luther King assassinated, Robert Kennedy assassinated, the eruption of violence in Chicago at the time of the Democratic National Convention. 1968, it wasn't difficult to imagine that this country was going to come apart. I don't think the country is in very good shape right now, but I must say, speaking personally, that I think that we have survived worse times than we are experiencing right now.
Well, and that's why I want to ask you, what lessons we still have to learn as a country today in 2021 from the lies that Neil Sheehan helped expose?
Well, the importance of telling the truth, obviously, but I think also the importance of being aware that the truth may be more complicated than you think. And my point there is that, you know, here we are today looking at our current situation with the Trump supporters sacking the Capitol. And we are all angry, and we should be angry and incensed that that is happening. And I think that the lesson of Neil Sheehan would say that be careful that you don't too quickly reach what you imagine to be a definitive conclusion. It may well be that your truth is more complicated, and therefore that the search for truth needs to continue beyond the present moment.
Andrew Bacevich, president of the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft, on the legacy of reporter Neil Sheehan, who died last week. Andrew, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you.